Salute all my veterans, everybody that signed their name on that dotted line to serve their country and or get served by their country. But what I want to bring up today is that phrase, thank you for your services. I don't know where a lot of you guys live, but for the last 12 years, I live in the great state of Texas. A lot of ups and downs here in the great state of Texas. Mind you, West Texas, not just Dallas, not Houston, West Texas. A lot of rich folk around here, a lot of oil field booming and all that. But my question to Texans are, when you say thank you for your services, what do you really mean? Because here in this state, marijuana is completely still vilified and still illegal, but yet you can carry a pair of brass knuckles on you. But yet you can carry a sword if you wanted to. This is ridiculous. Now, it's been proven in different states, and I mean, there's a lot of scientific research that tells you that marijuana helps with a lot of ailments, including PTSD, and a lot of us have PTSD. But to me, in Texas, it seems like they want you to continue to drink alcohol, continue to smoke cigarettes. I did that all up until last year, and I figured out that that stuff was poison. Nobody could tell me it was poison. My body had to tell me, show me that it was poison. So if you really support your troops and want to say thank you for your services, why not legalize marijuana, at least on the medical side of things? I mean, this is ridiculous. Now they have a law where they can deliver beer to your house, beer and liquor. I don't want to be an alcoholic. I watched a lot of people go down being an alcoholic, but it seems like this state and other states want its veterans to be alcoholics, get alcoholic dementia, and that's it. See, there's a lot of people that have really gone down the drains after serving their country, you know, and they're behind a wall. They're behind a steel pair of Venetian blinds, so you can't see. They're not going to show you. They're not going to tell you. There's a lot of guys, even when I got out in 04, PTSD wasn't really spoken on. So a lot of us that got out in 04, we believed the higher ups that, you know, you can get over it, man. It'll pass. No, it's been about 15 years for me, and I still have flashbacks. I still have bad dreams. And there's a lot of things that ail me, you know, physically. And for me not to become a full-blown alcoholic, because it's legal for me not to smoke 3 packs of cigarettes a day, you know, I went over onto the marijuana side, and I believe that marijuana is a powerful drug, not even a drug, but a powerful natural drug that will help veterans a lot. I don't condone somebody smoking weed all day long and not getting anything accomplished, but I do condone somebody smoking weed to relax. I do condone somebody smoking weed so they won't be the next shooter, mass shooter in this country. You know, that has to be looked at. And people believe that it stops with the last shooting that happened in Odessa. No. There's going to be a lot more shootings. People are very upset right now. And in West Texas, they have a beautiful way to hide certain people and hide certain actions. But it's going to come to the forefront.